Rise, bondsman, and come to me. 2. It's best you not think strong in any case, the newcomer said, stepping closer. They knew you were here, and Roland is almighty Christing clever. Trigdala is he. He caught up with me once, you know, and I thought I was done. I truly did. From his gunner, the man who sometimes called himself Flag, on another level of the tower, he had brought an entire world to ruin under that name, had taken peanut butter and crackers. He'd asked permission of his new din, and the baby, although bitterly hungry himself, had nodded regally. Now, Walter sat cross-legged on the floor, eating rapidly, secure in his thinking cap, unaware there was an intruder inside, and all that he knew was being ransacked. He was safe until that ransacking was done. But afterward... Mordred raised one chubby baby hand in the air and swooped it gracefully down in the shape of a question mark. How did I escape? Walter asked. Why, I did what any true cousiner would do in such circumstances. Told him the truth. Showed him the tower, at least several levels of it. It stunned him, right and proper. And while he was open in such fashion, I took a leaf from his own book and hypnotized him. We were in one of the fistulas of time which sometimes swirl out from the tower, and the world moved on all around us as we had our palaver in that bony place. I brought more bones, human ones, and while he slept, I dressed him in what was left of my own clothes. I could have killed him then. But what of the tower if I had, eh? What of you, for that matter?